I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 977, Known by Your Walk. Have you ever watched how people walk? I mean physically walk. Some people walk with their toes pointed out, and others more pigeon-toed. Some have a longer gait, and some slower. Some are heavy stompers, and others are more light and dainty. If you look at the wear on people's shoes, you can tell how they walk. Often one side is more worn than the other. But it's more difficult to determine our spiritual walk, our walk in the Lord. But the truth is, we are known by our walk. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. And we can't get away from the truth that people are watching us, and they're watching how we walk in this world. I was in a pastor's prayer meeting with my fellow pastors from the area, and Pastor Sean started talking about knowing who's in the building upstairs. He has several churches that rent their space. And he said he could tell who's in the building just by listening to how the person walks. He can nail it. My wife works in a company where many of her fellow employees have downstairs offices. And she tells me that she knows who's coming up the stairs before they ever get to where she can see her because of the way they walk. I mentioned a couple episodes ago the text Ephesians 4:1, walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called. And the whole chapter is great that kind of outlines that. God questions help us understand what this term walk means. There are several people described as walking with God in the Bible, beginning with Enoch in Genesis 5:24. Noah is also described as a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God, Genesis 6:9. And Micah 6:8 gives us a glimpse of God's desire for us. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Walking with God is not an activity reserved for the select few. God desires all of his children to walk with him. Well, that's true, but our walk with God is also done before other people. They see our walk. And if we say we're walking with God, but he's nowhere to be found in the language we use or the attitude we have or the choices we make, are we really walking with God? If we say we're walking with God, but our habits are the very things that God hates and they look nothing like Jesus, are we really walking with God? You say, okay, Pastor Tim, stop being so negative and tell us what it does look like. Thankfully, Paul already did. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 10 through 12, Paul writes, "So, as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." Okay, that's cool. Did you catch the specifics? Walking our talking looks like bearing fruit with good works, increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened by his power, showing endurance and patience by how we walk, and giving thanks to the Father as we do. Let's just start there, shall we? Here's the great question. If you are known by your walk, what are you known for right now? Let's pray. Lord, you walk through this world in love, and we want to walk through our world in your love too. But we get frustrated, discouraged, angry, hurt. Help us to respond like Jesus. We see injustice, pain, problems. Help us to help like Jesus. Lord, we are not always consistent, but help our talk to match our walk, so that you get the glory for the difference in our lives. In Jesus' name and in Jesus' power we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 978. And in the meantime, Paul Tripp reminds us, instead of saying, here's the standard, now live up to it, the Apostle Paul encourages us believers to live out of it, to live out the gospel through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. That feels better, doesn't it? The Bible never promises that it'll be easy, but you can walk forward with courage and confidence because you know that Jesus is in you. Jesus is for you, and Jesus is with you. There's grace for the struggle. So let's get going, podcast friends, one step at a time, but tread carefully because you are known by your walk.